fire, white warrior. And when I come, and when I come in, and when I come in white, and when I come in rising tides, and when I come in tides of white foam, and when I come in ripped shrouds and shreds, and when I come in trampling foam to dirty white, and when I cast from me these dirty filaments and fibres, and when I stand in the square and lift my lace so all can see, and when beneath my skirt you find my boots of steel, and when each petal has been eaten by barefoot girls, and when my finger wears no ring but of itself, and when I smear the ranks of you with sugar, and when I turn to flee on fire and wing, and when I leave this self and skin, and when I gasp down to bone, and when I am annealed, and when the dress speaks back, and beaded front and pearled arms and sequined bust and swagged skirt and boned waist are gone, our armour and are gone. Homeric hymn to Artemis. She said, I am mathematical. I like parabolas, she said, Pythagoras. I knew Hippolyta, later Hypatia, each one an arrow. Not times, but mine. I draw the bow against those busy calculating the displacement of air, the vector of kill. War is mathematics, she said, pencils of geometry and velocity, victory to who commands equations, who draws with the finest point, who stakes the points at A and B and drives the line between. But I am the arc, she said. I demand calculus. I move on the cosine, descend on the oblique, yes, the arrow that falls on the other side of the sky. What matters is to move, to choose with your compass eye the path between two lines and leap as they collide. Perspective is a lie told by using the ruler's edge, she says. In the leap, there is only everything happening now. Phylactery, and phylactery, or tefillin in Hebrew, are the arm bindings that observant Jewish men wear when saying prayers every morning, and these prayers include one thanking God for not making them female. Phylactery. My mouth used to hold your water. A vase I was, say, vessel, all floral spoked and speaking, pure, pure, pure as law. This knuckle clavicle, mouthful chewed and throated to you, choker much. Narrow as they say and swallow. Oh, my mouth, knuckle clavicle, unholds your water, sweet source. Loosener, marsh runner, Our Lady of Statuary hung among trees, chatelaine of strange fruit and the bloodied tunic. Found object, little wing, thin veneer of angel on the verge. Kill me now, before I turn, before I fly, I knuckle clavicle, mouth and O, cannot know. Let him leave me from you. No, knock me, fingers to my fletch, forever your girl, prayerful this fall and broken, no, knuckle, clavicle, that I am no woman, no, dawn gives thanks, 13 times and strike. Under the same blue sky, the goddess of Kleefavaten listens, waits, and prepares herself. She listens. The fish tell her of fissures, of how we crack to learn our depths. Volcanic heat releases gases, she stresses, but what shapes the earth kills the fissures. She watches. She, Eye of Ra, turns the ankh. toxicity, generativity. These elemental surfaces, rock, water, goddess, are process. In the invisible twist of becoming, under the sun, under the surface, scubered into her blood, she breathes. The flanks of Krisovic breathe with her. Hot, pain, catch, hail. Earth ribs, earth flanks, shuddering, flowing as rock flows, the slowness that overwhelms. She waits. What we call the gods are mysteries of scale, the largeness of change accumulated from the infinitesimal. Each cell a sekhmet, warrior and healer, water and rock. She turns her skin to the sky. And that poem was for Angela Rawlings, who's been an incredibly important example of experimental practice for me. I'm going to end with The Mayor. And it begins with an epigraph from Veronica Forrest Thompson, another incredibly important example from her poem, It Doesn't Matter. And the epigraph is the first two lines of the poem. There are no unacceptable sentences, only impossible worlds. Einstein has visited Troy. And he unsplit the atom there under orders from Marilyn, whom he married. Or was it Helen? Their peace mission ended war forever. Not long after Ziggy Freud had gone to Thebes, talked Rex Oedipus out of his neuroses, and earlier still, Amelia Earhart disappeared from history to take on the sky gods, dodging thunderbolts in her twin prop plane. Screw patriarchy. It never happened. Angela Davis stood at the gates with her flaming sword and told Zeus and all y'all to fuck right off. That's right, that's Frida Kahlo in that Mayan frieze, hauling the princess with a kiss off the altar, her wheelchair kicking down the ziggurat of stairs. Won't see her for dust. Elizabeth I, in bed with Orlando. She was real, you know. Virginia Woolf stood in the ooze and thought, can't do this twice, climbed into her mind's time machine, went back and bore her, Wim Shakespeare's daughter's son, alight with possibility and dancing. Enter, noise and hallowing as of people a-maying. No ribbons, no maypole, and no official yay-say needed. Things change all the time. They change time, wave and particle. Stars whose light we see are farther back than Troy, before extinctions, before oceans. Nothing yet has happened. Nothing has to happen, even what has happened. This is not real. This is not really happening. Oh, happy concatenation, Albus Einstein's particles and Gertrude Stein's participles. We're given impossibilities, live this ever-present, this dazzle of may happening.